Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here as we kick off the third hour of the program. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thanks to Elizabeth, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program over on our AMPS Patreon. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. She's doing a gold level, which means at least $10 a month. So thank you, Elizabeth, for helping support our AMPS program. You can, again, join over at amps.freetalklive.com. Get some cool perks and help us spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as we possibly can. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, an attack, I guess, letter to the editor or editorial in a local newspaper here in New Hampshire about the Free State Project. And, man, the people in the status quo are on the attack big time about the Free State Project. They are freaking out in the last couple of years, especially as our numbers are going up and up. More and more freedom-loving activists are moving here. They're migrating here from all across, not just the country, but all around the planet.
We're making it harder for them to keep the boots on people's throats.
Yes, indeed. And so we're going to get into that editorial here in just a moment. But first, we go to Eric calling from Texas. We've also been talking a lot about Ottawa tonight and the protests on the bridges and the border crossings, the amazing Freedom Convoy up in Canada. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. Oh, first of all, I wanted to welcome Nobody back. I've missed hearing him on the show for a long time now.
Thanks. Nobody cares.
Oh, man. The reason why I was calling is pretty short. I sent you that link in for that the People's Convoy, which is supposedly a U.S. In solidarity protest with the Canadian truckers.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it on my lunch break. I didn't have much time when I sent it to you. But when I got home, I saw that supposedly it's taking place next Wednesday. And mm-hmm. I know that you said that you were kind of skeptical about the registration of the truckers, and I could see that, you know, a reason for that to, you know, make sure the funds are getting to where they need to be. But I was just curious about your thoughts on that and if you have heard of this before, especially since it's supposed to be less than a week away.
Yeah, so you're referring to the website thepeoplesconvoy.org. Actually, prior to you sending it, another gentleman sent me an email about it as well. So I've heard it from a couple different places now. We had asked openly over the last, you know, week or so, what's happening in the U.S.? Is there anything going to happen as far as a freedom convoy here? We had Reed Coverdale on the show, who is a professional driver. That was this last Saturday, and he said he hadn't heard anything amongst the people that he knows in the business, and you know, that's what he does for a living. So that was kind of a, you know, again, what's actually going on. But maybe it would just come about as this decentralized grassroots thing, which is kind of how the Freedom Convoy happened in Canada. Some people just started driving and started saying they're doing it, and then other people joined in. And before you know it, there's thousands of people going to Ottawa.
Even if you don't have a truck, what if people started making a commitment to take 1 hour out of their day and go stand on the busiest street corner they can find and wave a Canadian flag? Very simple. Anybody can do it. And maybe if you start doing it every day, maybe somebody else will see you doing it and say, I'm going to go wave a flag with them. Next thing you do is you get a pile of flags and sell them to the newcomers.
Well, personally, I'm not interested in waving the Canadian flag. Like, for me, I don't understand why people, when they're being oppressed by the people calling themselves Canada, when they're having the horses trample on them, when they're having their rights trampled on by the people calling themselves Canada, why would you wrap yourself in their flag? Why would you sing their
burning
anthem?
We could do a Canadian flag burning on the common. I'd be down.
That's actually kind of a good idea. I so agree with you. I think the reason, Ian, that you would do it is because it's a message that people would understand. If you're holding up a Canadian flag on the side of the road, what else is going on?
You're basically emulating them. It's like putting on a yellow vest.
I get the solidarity. Support. I get what you're saying, but I would not want to wave the state flag. I mean, to me, that's just not.
I am totally with you on that. Yeah. I wouldn't either, but I get why somebody would do it for strategic
reasons.
And
wave Gadsden flags and burn a Canadian flag.
There you go.
I mean, this is the same reason that we brought New Hampshire flags to the state house.
I don't think that the point of Eric's call necessarily is about showing solidarity specifically with Canada, but to have a united some sort of thing happening in the United States that emulates it, that does the similar thing, that is to say, get a bunch of truckers together, get a convoy together, and go someplace and sit and do the exact same thing, and that's
my point is everybody's waiting for a big thing that they can join, and what I'm saying is go do a small thing that you can do all by yourself and see if anybody joins you. Because if somebody joins you, then there's two of you doing it.
Yeah, some people
It doesn't have to be waving a Canadian flag. It can be holding up signs that say Trudeau is a monster.
Look, I'm not going to tell people not to do that, but people can do that anytime. The thing
they can do it anytime, but the thing is, do something.
Sure, but people have been protesting on the sides of the street forever, and it doesn't do anything except for do some networking, maybe, if you've got enough people together.
Well, if it
which
produces
is
some networking, maybe that's how you build your convoy.
But nobody, people can do that anytime. The thing that's different about this...
Yeah, they can, but they don't. Maybe they should.
It won't make any difference if they do. The thing that's different about what's happened
in
Canada...
It will if they manage to build a larger group of people.
But that's not... Okay. The point is, people want to do something with a large group of people, and this idea of getting
a
convoy...
But you can't have a large group of people without starting with a small group of people. Large groups of people don't fall out of the sky.
I get what you're saying. That's why they're talking about doing another convoy in the United States, is to get a large group together to go to the same place. My question here about this particular proposal is I'm skeptical that it's... too organized. Okay, so there's a website called thepeoplesconvoy.org, and it actually has a button.
Sounds a little commie.
It actually has a button on it that says, truckers, register here. And that, to me, shouts like, red flag.
Is that for an email?
It's a trap!
That's what I'm thinking here. So, they say here, I'll just read the website, the People's Convoy, and then there's an American flag, and then there's an image of a truck, the front of a truck with an American flag on it. American Truckers and Allies, official departure date, February 23rd, 2022. Time to end the declaration of national emergency concerning the COVID-19 pandemic and restore our nation's constitution. Donations now over $100,000 as of Friday, 2/18. Donate now, click here, and then they take you to a website for the American Foundation for Civil Liberties and Freedom, which is some sort of a legal organization. And then below that is a button, truckers, register here. Name, phone number, email, city and state, all required for quote-unquote security and reimbursement purposes. Please register for the convoy below. Now, this was never something that happened in Canada that I'm aware of. Canada was
I'd
truly,
rather wave a flag on the street corner.
Yeah. Canada was truly a grassroots movement where it was what you're talking about, but the vehicular version of it, where a few trucks started on the West Coast. They started driving. They posted on social media, hey, this is what we're doing. We're going. And then other people joined in. It became a convoy. It became something larger than what it was.
But you have to be showing some outward sign of what you're doing. I don't know what that sign is.
They did. They had things on their trucks.
You have to. They had Canadian flags.
They had other things. They had wording like legalized freedom and stuff like that.
But the point is there has to be something that causes you not to look like you're out delivering
Amazon. But that's why they're hanging banners on trucks and things like that.
Right.
You know, I think what it comes down to is that...
What's a banner? It's like a flag.
Yeah, I mean, it's sure.
I think they're doing messaging specifically.
Yeah, more messaging is clear. But anyway, Got something in your throat? You don't need a lot of people to start at protests. You need a few people to start, and then you
I started
get the message
one
out.
With one guy.
Yeah.
Eric, I just went out and smoked weed on the common every day. Eric, people could do that any time, but I did.
I want to see what you have to say about this, Eric. You've called in, so we'll continue with that. The number here is 603-283-6160. I think people are tired of being on the street corner, nobody, and they want to do something different, and this is something different, but is this the right idea? Should you register?
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta. Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join the show. 603-283-6160. And that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody going mad.
And Chris.
And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then head over to freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. They have a daily dispatch, and that allows you to get email updates. And that'll include information about all kinds of different topics that you might find interesting. Head over to freedomsphoenix.com. As we go back to Eric, he's calling us from Texas. Eric, you were bringing to our attention a purported, because so far, all we've seen about possible U.S. versions of a Freedom Convoy, something that would essentially copy what they did in Canada or what they're doing now in Ottawa, as the police are now cracking down, as we discussed in the first couple hours of the show. It's crazy what's happening out there. But the whole Freedom Convoy concept, there was something, I don't know, a week or so ago where people were saying, it's going to start on the 12th and it's going to end in Washington, D.C. And then it's going to, and then there was another one saying it was going to start on the 12th, it would end in New York City, and nothing started on the 12th. Nothing happened. That it didn't go anywhere. And so now there's another.
It's better to do something and not announce it than to announce something and not do it.
I totally agree with you there. And so it was Reed Coverdale, who we had on the show on Saturday, said he hadn't heard anything from any of the drivers that he knows. And so he was really, you know, questioning towards whether or not this was going
to
happen.
I wonder if those are psyops to make people think, oh, somebody else is organizing something, so I won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. But I kind of have to wonder how many truckers in Canada were aware of this protest prior to it beginning, though, too.
I don't think many of them were.
Yeah, you probably don't. I mean, there's a lot of truckers, guys. It probably
three or
was
four
a person.
Guys who started
it. Yeah, it probably wasn't that many. And then, you know, it took off.
What do you think, Eric, about this website that you brought up tonight? What was it? Freedom? I accidentally closed it.
I think it was the People's Convoy. Honestly, I'm not trying to be like Sarah from New Mexico getting y'all to Google stuff for me, but I've been working 16 hours a week or 16 hours a day for the past couple of weeks, and I haven't gotten to look into it. So I was hoping maybe y'all knew something about it.
No.
That's basically it.
All I know is it's getting passed around, and Eric, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it.
$2 whore.
It's getting passed around, and I'm suspicious. It just seems too organized, and the fact that they're asking truckers to register for it just seems like, yeah, go right ahead. Create a list of all the truck drivers in the United States who actually are going to take action against the status quo and put them all in a central database. That seems like a really bad start.
I've got a little list. Never be missed.
I don't know. I mean, I think there is something to be, you know, something to organizing, right? But at the same time, it does seem, and they're asking for donations and other stuff probably already. Yeah, I mean, at some point,
show
it
me something
sense,
before
but,
you ask me for money.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
They've raised $100,000, they claim, and they haven't even moved.
May not even be correct. They might be lying, which is often what people do.
At Mardi Gras,
to attract other people to donate.
At Mardi Gras, when I went, there were all these people in T-shirts that said, "Throw me something, Mister." So I bought myself a T-shirt that said, "Show me something, Sister."
Here's a little bit more from the website, though, because maybe this is real. I mean, they're just approaching it differently than it was done in Canada.
Are there dates and times?
Yes. Like, the date is purportedly to start on the 18th, so today.
So in theory,
the 23rd.
You don't need to register if there's a date and a place.
Correct. So the idea is they're going to be going from the West Coast, of course, to the East Coast, presumably ending in Washington, D.C. And where did I don't see it. It's not jumping out at me here. I've seen things online where there have been proposed maps and all that. But anyway, what it says here is first they quote, "We the people of the United States, in order to restore our once perfect union, reestablish justice, ensure..."
It was never perfect.
domestic tranquility, to provide for the common defense of all, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty, do ordain and establish the restoration movement of the People's Convoy.
For ourselves and our posterity.
Of the People's Convoy for the United States of America. We demand the declaration of the national emergency concerning the COVID-19 pandemic be lifted immediately, and our cherished Constitution reign supreme. We are the people of the United States of America, and we stand together under the banner of freedom. Freedom is the one thing that unites us all. Liberty flows through all of our veins.
Is there a national thing? What's the national thing he's referencing in the United States?
They're claiming there's some sort of national emergency still.
Really?
There's been a national emergency for decades.
The CDC is still getting schools to put masks on children who have no risk for their...
The CDC still is a, you know, they're the national agency that sets all kinds of rules.
They're organizing stuff, I guess, but...
They set a bunch of rules, and then a bunch of
states are just following along with the rules, but not every state.
Yeah, so for instance, I don't know if it's every state.
And a lot of children suffer from you know, being masked, having to eat, sitting on the ground every day outside in the cold.
Yeah, I'm just thinking because Florida didn't, and like there's a few states that didn't do what.
Yeah, they're just recommendations from the CDC.
Okay, so they're recommendations. It's not a national, like, a law that says everybody has to do a certain thing.
Well, that is true when it comes to the airlines. There is I don't know if it's an executive order or whatever, but they have been told
that
they have
federal.
To.
Okay, so there are some federal things going on.
And then there are the healthcare workers who are put out of a job by vaccine mandate.
Right, that's federal. Oh, there is? Yeah, fair enough. There is something federal, I guess, about this.
And there is this liar named Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
He's a monster, and he needs to be fired. I mean, that would be a great first demand is... Fire that lying bastard Fauci who funded the research that may well have started this whole ball rolling.
Now, yeah. They're not saying that here, at least at this point on this site, but they go on, they say, who we are. We're truckers, moms, students, nurses, doctors, investors, county workers, teachers, cowboys, loggers, and they go on with a long list.
What about an Eskimo with a spear?
I didn't
see
that
one. Are
there
any Eskimos?
We are fathers, mothers, etc. We're black, white, Asian, Native American, immigrants, natives, citizens of the free world. Well, a part of what they're trying to do here is say, hey, look, you know, this is a diverse movement. And
they don't want to be called Nazis.
Correct. And that's one of the things that they've been trying to say in the mainstream media about the Ottawa protests is, oh, it's all a bunch of white racists, even though there's a ton of variety as far as the people that are down there.
Somebody said that to me online today. You're not on the right side if you're standing with people with swastikas. I said, I have watched, 20 hours of video from these protests. I have not seen
a single
piece of Nazi propaganda. I saw one rebel flag or whatever the
stars and bars.
The southern one.
That's the Stars and Bars.
Oh, that is the Stars and Bars. Okay. But anyway, I saw one of those, and I saw them run him off.
Yeah, they were kicking out the infiltrators. Anybody who's arguing that this is a bunch of Nazis or racists or whatever, give me a break.
The racists who show up are fed.
Yeah, it's the enemy of freedom.
All right, more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us on the U.S. version of the Freedom Convoy. They're calling it the People's Convoy. Is this one for real? This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Diabetic patients will soon be able to use an app to receive insulin doses. The FDA has approved an app for iPhone and Android users from Tandem Diabetes Care that's able to give doses of insulin. Patients are able to use the company's insulin pump to program and cancel insulin requests. As tensions continue to escalate between Russia and Ukraine, President Biden says propaganda is continuing to come out of Russia.
We also continue to see more and more disinformation being pushed out by to the Russian public, including Russian-backed separatists, claiming that Ukraine is planning to launch a massive offensive attack in the Donbas.
Close to 200,000 Russian troops are surrounding Ukraine's borders. This is USA Radio News. Cruise lines operating in the United States will get to decide if they'll join a CDC COVID-19 case reporting program. It was designed to replace its conditional sailing order that expired January 15th. Operators who opt in will be expected to uphold surveillance, documentation, and the reporting of COVID-19 cases on board to the health agency. Police officers in Texas are facing charges.
A Texas grand jury indicted 19 Austin police officers on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for their actions during 2020's violent and destructive protests in Austin, Texas. Jose Garza, the liberal district attorney for Travis County, which includes Austin, spoke to journalists Thursday afternoon about the grand jury investigation, but gave no specifics about it. Austin Police Association President Ken Cassidy confirmed 19 officers are facing charges, but he too offered no details. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live phones are open here. What do you want to talk about? The U.S. version of the Freedom Convoy. Some people are saying it'll be called the People's Convoy. The website peoplesconvoy.org. They're claiming it will begin on February 23rd, which appears to be a Wednesday. And I've heard that it is intended to end. This website doesn't say it, but I've heard that it is intended to end in Washington, D.C. on the 1st. And I don't know if that's the day they're going to have the State of the Union, but again, these are all rumors of what I've heard.
I mean, that seems so weird considering they're cloning the Canadian version, but they have an end date.
There was an end date for the Canadian version. It's the date on which they reached their destination. So the Canadian end date was January 29th.
Oh, okay, and then they just continued onward at the destination.
Well, there was no onward. They parked their trucks.
Right. Okay.
When they arrived, they didn't leave.
And it would be the same idea for this protest.
Correct. So the idea, as I understand it, again, this website doesn't specify, but from what I've seen online and, you know, transactions between social media, is that the intention is they'll take about 6 days to travel across the country. So they'll go from the Wednesday the 23rd, and then arrive in D.C. on or around the 1st, which is also, just to double check, it is also the State of the Union address by Joe Biden. So the plan is to occupy the streets around where that event is going to happen. I don't know if that's the White House or where the hell that thing actually transpires.
I wouldn't want to. I probably wouldn't want to be in D.C.
Me neither.
Our government is a lot more bloodthirsty than the Canadian.
Yeah, I think it could get a real ugly real fast in the United States if they're trying this thing for real. But that said, if they're willing to put their butts on the line, I still support their right to do it. So hey, good for them.
I'll be crossing my fingers. This is the start of the next Civil War. Not that I want a Civil War, but I mean, you know what I'm getting at here, guys, right? Independence for New Hampshire.
Yeah, I fully support independence for New Hampshire. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk further about this.
Let's do that without a war. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Peacefully declare independence. That's what we're trying to do here. That's why we have a constitutional amendment that we're trying to get onto the ballot here in New Hampshire. And that's a whole other story. If you want to learn more about that, go to nhexit.us and you can read all about it. But let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Jack is in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Jack.
Okay, all seriousness. So, New Hampshire becomes independent. Will they not have a flag or a symbol of their state or country, however you want to define it? And then if somebody burns it, how would that be dealt with?
Well, in a free place, you should be allowing people to burn their own property.
Yeah, honestly, is it their flag or my flag?
It seems like if it's
New Hampshire is going to have a flag. It's going to have a symbol.
So I'm
going back to Canada right now.
Where are you coming from?
They have pride in Washington State. They don't have any pride in...
You don't have any pride?
Their government. No, they don't have any pride in their government. They still have pride in their country or their state. And you're going to have, if New Hampshire becomes free, I'm not being, I don't want to be argumentative at all, guys. I love you guys. Especially your name. He's awesome. But you're going to have a symbol. And that symbol will be out there.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And you can have pride in it, or you can burn it. And
I think the pride is in burning the flag, in burning the new. I mean, if we had a New Hampshire flag and we were independent, I would support somebody burning it because that's I think supporting freedom of speech. It's supporting expression, and even if you don't agree with it, it's something that we should all be encouraging.
We should make that a tradition
in
free New Hampshire. Once a year, we go out and burn our own flag,
right.
Just because we're so happy that we can.
Good answer right there.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Jack, but what I wanted to say to your question is, in a free place, which hopefully New Hampshire would be the freest place on the planet, we would respect property rights, which is why nobody asked you, is it your flag or my flag? Because if you burn nobody's flag without his permission, you just violated his property rights.
Right. And I might bitch smack you.
That's wrong. But if you have your own flag and you set that ablaze and you're on your own property, I don't think anybody should have anything to do about that.
You can bitch smack yourself.
What's that, Jack?
Flags are slogans, though. So it's the image itself that belongs to either the government or somebody else. So it's a little bit different.
Flags,
they don't own that image.
The problem I have with flags is that
they don't own anything. Governments don't own anything by definition because everything they have, they stole.
And everything they say is a lie.
What about the $1 bill? They don't own that?
No, that's the Federal Reserve.
They have to go out and steal those back.
Yes, no, I agree that they own that.
No, they don't. Anyway. If a criminal gang steals the money to buy a thing, do they own the thing they bought with the stolen money?
No, the government still owns it.
The government is a criminal gang, Jack. They're a criminal enterprise.
So your answer was yes, the criminal gang owns what owns what they stole.
Yeah, there's no legitimacy to a criminal enterprise that uses the threat of violence to get their way and funds itself through violence.
See, there's nothing wrong with protectors.
I'm sorry, Jack. What was that you were saying there?
Someone throws up a big, beautiful New Hampshire flag for New Hampshire, the free New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You wouldn't take any pride in it. No. If somebody burnt it, it wouldn't bother you.
I might take some pride in it. If somebody burned it, my response would be, hey, I may not agree with what you say, but I'll fight to the death for your right to say it.
Here's the thing. I think the flags are, and you know, I'm sure somebody will disagree with me on this, but flags tend to represent governments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody burning the flag is saying, I have a problem with our government, our current government. And I don't necessarily think that's a problem. I think that's a good thing. You should be, there should be something everybody is against in terms of what the government is doing. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're on the left, the right, a libertarian, an anarchist, somebody on the green, you know, an environmentalist. Everybody should be upset with something.
See, even when I was a flag-waving Constitution lover, my response when somebody burned the flag and somebody else said, oh, we should go beat them up for burning the flag, or they should put people in jail for burning the flag, I would say, you know, burning the flag is actually the freedom that we fought for. Mm-hmm. That's free speech. So if you take away the right to burn the flag, then you're giving up your actual freedom in favor of a symbol of freedom.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. I do appreciate you bringing that up.
Burning the flag is like putting into practice what others preach.
Yeah. And to the point of his, you know, bringing up the New Hampshire flag, the New Hampshire flag kind of sucks. And
it really does.
I do support Alu Axelman's proposal from the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. I think it would be fun for them to run. I think they should do this. They should run a flag design contest and, like, you know, crowdsource a bunch of potential new flag designs for New Hampshire.
We should use the Gadsden porcupine.
Well, then you would submit that one, and then, you know, maybe they would pick that.
I don't submit.
I think it would be cool because then you would get a bunch of people potentially interested in designing it that might, you know, get some viral sharing going on of like, oh, New Hampshire designing a new flag.
You know what we should do is we should get rid of the flag altogether and then allow, and then if people want to put a flag together, you know, they can put a flag together. If they want to put contests together, they can put contests together.
Yeah, sure.
But we don't have to have a flag for, like, the state. It's,
how about if we let everybody
flag
have
you want, or no flag at all?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Just, you know how people are. They're going to want a flag. So, anyway, the number here is 603-283-6160. Also, one reason why the current New Hampshire flag really sucks is it actually has the United States flag inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the little boat, the little ship.
When did they adopt that? Because
it must have been later.
Yeah, right. So the flag isn't the original flag.
I don't think so.
We should take a look what the original flag is.
I presume it's the same boat, but without the American flag on it? I don't know. It's
a good
question.
Right.
In the same boat.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves in these remaining moments, which are coming up here on Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join the show. The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll do our best to get you in tonight. If we don't, we'll be back tomorrow and back every night because we're here 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time.
Are they all calling in the last 15 minutes again?
No, they are not all calling, but okay. We do have a couple guys on the line here, so we're going to get to them. With you tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and you can get it at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com, with just an email address. All you need is just an email to create an account, because you can actually keep your privacy intact at xmarkets, which is shocking, but that's the way it is. You can deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies there and then trade them for Tether, and use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Let's talk to Footloose. He's calling us from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Footloose.
Because you got to break loose.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind tonight?
Nah, the state seal, the state flag, whatever that you guys are talking about. I don't know if you found it or not, but it is an upright fish, 5 arrows bound together in a pine tree, and the Latin slogan, I can't pronounce it, but it's together we're stronger, and that's what the bound, I think it was the first 5 counties or colonies or so. I think it might have been the first 5 counties of New Hampshire, but some of us here in New Hampshire are already using that symbol and that flag, and that would be the Committee of Safety.
Was that the flag of the Republic of New Hampshire before it became a United State?
Correct.
Ah.
Interesting.
I see, said the blind man as he picked up his hammer and saw.
Ah, okay. So I'm looking here at the Wikipedia for the flag and seal of New Hampshire. You're talking about what was the first independent seal So it has nothing to do with the current flag and seal, which have basically a ship on it with the American flag on it.
They don't get my seal of approval.
And if anybody, I am involved with this group. We're a grassroots organization. It's the Committee of Safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I would highly recommend everybody go check out COSNH.com and get involved. We need as many people here in New Hampshire to join up and help to, you know, take over some of these elected positions and all that and get involved.
Yeah, I've been to the Committee of Safety, at least one of their meetings before, and it's run by a guy named Dan Richard, who's just a fantastic activist. He spoke at the press conference that we had right before the CACR 32, right before the Independence Bill hearing. He was one of the speakers at that. Very, very well-spoken, well-educated as far as the history of the state, as far as, like, the inner workings of things.
That guy.
Really, really smart dude.
Yeah.
COSNH. Did you say it was COSNH? .org or .com?
.com.
All
what,
right.
What is the Department or Committee of Safety? Is that's not the police.
Thing. Not to be confused with the Department of Safety.
That's actually what they called the original committees that started gathering to organize against the British government way back when. So, Footloose, you want to come burn a Canadian flag with me?
Yeah, I'm down. And I love that.
I knew you'd be down.
You literally took the thought out of my head when you said we should just burn our own flag,
yeah,
because we can,
yeah, that would actually be good.
Well, years ago, a guy named Anarcho Jesse went down to the Keene's Common and proceeded to burn the New Hampshire state flag.
That was awesome.
The American flag and the UN flag.
I hear that got a lot of flack, a lot of negative flack.
I'd burn me a UN flag. I'd burn me a dozen of them. That'd be fun.
Yeah, so actually it didn't get as much flack. It got some buzz in advance, but no haters showed up to actually oppose him. The police ignored it. So it was kind of interesting. But, yeah, you never know who's going to, you know, what kind of psychopath is going to show up and get crazy over a flag burn. It's a pretty controversial thing to do. I don't know. I'm not against it personally. I don't know if I would personally participate in it, but I'd be there to record video. For sure.
For sure.
Footloose, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to plug COSNH and have everybody here on the local level. Get involved. I'm involved. Anybody who's serious, you know, there's so many overlapping groups that can just work together. I'm in every different, you know, group you can think of. And I highly recommend it and appreciate the time, guys.
All right. Thanks, brother. Appreciate hearing from you.
Good to see you back, Nobody. I still got your sign out in front of my house.
Really, thanks, man.
Nobody for mayor.
And, hey, have your people call my people. We'll burn that flag and have lunch.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Dale. He's on the line in Arizona listening on K-Talks. Go ahead, Dale.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
The People's Convoy. I got a little update also.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to happen. It's going to happen February 23rd. They're going to start from Barstow, California. And then go to Kingman, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and then from there to Las Vegas, Nevada. They're saying once it starts in Barstow, it could be anywhere from 500 to 1,000 truckers. And they said more truckers should join in as it goes along and progresses. The main goal is to hit Washington, D.C. around March.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this on K-Talks, on the show I listened to on K-Talks tonight. Called the afternoon drive-by,
mm-hmm.
and then I was listening to you guys, and then I decided to check my phone. I got a news app on my phone, and sure enough, it was on my news app. All about it might go through Mojave County, Arizona, gonna hit Interstate 40, head east, go through Vegas, and pick up more truckers on the way. But when it first starts out, they anticipate anywhere from 500 to 1,000 truckers.
I'm very excited to see if this comes to fruition. I sure hope it does.
I do too.
It's time, you know, the Americans kick a little butt, you know, and get back at some of this crap they've been pulling, you know.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dale. I appreciate hearing from you. Again, the number here is 603-283-6160.
We got a big old convoy running through the night.
It looks like Zero Hedge has picked up on the story, as well as the Epic Times announcing the very same.
Are they all in on it, or are they hedging their bets?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I hope they are successful. I mean, I hope it's real. I mean, I hope it's something accomplishes something.
Well, if enough people believe it's going to happen, it will happen. Yeah, even if it wasn't going to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a little bit hesitant to put down the objective or be skeptical about it, only because it's like, well, I mean, if it happens, I don't know, it wouldn't be a bad thing, even if the government was orchestrating it. Like, how is that going to be a bad thing? And then the question is, why would the government orchestrate in the first place? It seems like, I don't know, it's like, you wouldn't want to start something like that.
Did you see the feds out in D.C. on January 5th and 6th of last year,
saying, yeah, true.
We've got to storm the Capitol. We've got to take the Capitol.
Well, I think one of the reasons why they would want to organize this is so they could get a list of all the drivers who are going to participate and then pull all their CDLs.
I don't know if that would stop them from participating, though. I mean, just because you suspend somebody's CDL doesn't mean they can't go to a protest.
Well, that's true. They just wouldn't be able to drive their truck there. I mean, I'm not saying they would suspend them in advance. I'm just saying, if they showed up, then they have a list of who to go after. I mean, it would just be an easy thing to,
sure,
take them down.
I mean, but you'd still have the protest. So
that's true.
I don't know. It seems like it would be something that they would do after the fact, after a protest got started, but not just start one.
Well, the other thing is, as nobody pointed out...
Well, you wouldn't think that the government would start plots to kidnap governors and blow things up, but they do.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It gives them an excuse to ramp up the police state.
That's true.
And that's the difference, Ben. Yeah. You touched on this, nobody, is the U.S. federal government is a way scarier criminal gang than the Canadian one. Like, the Canadian guys, I don't know if they thought this wasn't for real or if they thought it wasn't going to materialize, even though there was plenty of people that saw the trucks driving eastbound and that they were definitely coming.
Yeah.
They didn't have any preparations for this. They were not ready at all for what ended up happening. U.S. federal government, they will be prepared for this if it is real. They're not going to drop the ball, I don't think, in the same way.
I don't know. Biden, he might forget. He's not playing with a full deck.
Yeah. I guess we'll see.
Let's go, Brandon.
We're definitely going to pay attention to it. It's, again, scheduled to start on Wednesday, so we're going to certainly keep our eyes on what's happening in Ottawa because that's what's continuing to develop. There's still live streams coming out of there tonight. The police are still lined up in the streets. The protesters are still there. It is getting closer to 0 degrees. It was 6 degrees the last time I looked. So it is very uncomfortable to be out there for all sides, but they're there in large numbers. And we'll keep you informed as it develops throughout the weekend here. We may end up having one of the organizers on tomorrow night as well from Canada, so I'm looking forward to that. More coming up tomorrow. See you then. Free talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.